Welcome, everyone. This is Dan DeMay in Sarasota, Florida. Thanks for joining us for the Thursday Night Axel Knee Training Podcast Series. We're glad you're with us tonight. This is going to be a fantastic call, and we're going to have a fantastic time with our featured guest speaker. I think we've got a recording issue. Hold on one second. Welcome, everyone. This is Dan DeMay in Sarasota, Florida. Thanks for joining us for the Thursday Night Axel Knee Training Podcast Series. Fantastic call we have lined up for you tonight. We're so glad that you're with us. You're really going to enjoy this. It's a real special treat because we're welcoming to this podcast a new guest speaker, and you're really going to find him to be most informative in this very special time in this business. We've got none other than Vince Perfetti. He's Nu Skin's Chief Transformation Officer, and he's going to join us for the next 30 minutes on this podcast. Let me share with you a little bit of Vince's background because it's impressive indeed. There's no question about it. Vince is a proven strategic leader in digital technology. He joined Nu Skin Enterprises less than a year ago, and he previously was a principal consultant with Amazon Web Services Cloud Advisory Team. Now, Vince has advised major corporations on program development to maximize cloud adoption transformation. Prior to joining Amazon, Vince served as Vice President of Product Strategy and Customer Engagement at GE Digital, where he transformed internal business engagement for all Tier 1 vertical units to a customer-focused, business-centric alignment. And he also held several roles at Dow Jones & Company, all part of transforming that company's technology teams and culture. Now, as chief of staff there, Vince led major initiatives, including transition to the cloud. And he's also worked with the New York Public Library, Citicorp, and investment firm Wells Fargo. Vince earned his master's in technology management from Columbia University and an electrical engineering degree with pre-med minor from Manhattan Engineering. Now, when we were in Monaco last week enjoying the Team Elite trip, Cindy, Giselle Sexsmith, and I, we actually got a chance to meet briefly and chat with Vince, and you can see some of that discussion at the Axel Knee Facebook page. But tonight, we're privileged to be able to spend a bit more time with Vince on this Axel Knee Training podcast. So it's a great privilege and a pleasure to bring on board Vince Perfetti, Nu Skin's Chief Transformation Officer. Welcome, Vince.
Thanks very much. Glad to be here.
Hey, we're so glad you're with us. Now, I mentioned your title is Chief Transformation Officer. It's a pretty impressive title indeed, but what does it really mean, and what do you do in your typical day at Nu Skin, if there is such an animal?
Yeah, first, it's a pleasure for you inviting me to speak to this group, and I'm really excited and jazzed to be here at Nu Skin. Out of all the companies I've ever worked for, I'm really impressed by the executive team here at Nu Skin, and specifically the distributors. So having the opportunity to meet you guys last week, really a highlight for me here. A typical day in the life, I guess, of a transformation officer is really taking the focus of an organization and helping it shift to different contexts of where we are today and where technology is really driving it. You know, as doing and participating in helping companies, large enterprises to small nonprofits, migrate and leverage technology, it means not just leveraging technology for the sake of technology, but also it has deeply driven implications with the organization. And by that, I mean that there's a move now where we're really trying to focus, and a lot of people are, on the end customer and the end customer value that's driven. So my day typically here at Nu Skin is, you know, being sort of instigated to push back and say, are we really adding true value to the products we're producing, to the programs that we're developing for our distributors, and also creating the most amount of opportunity for, you know, our distribution teams.
Fantastic. You mentioned a moment ago, Vince, and I think you mentioned during our discussion at the Team Elite trip that you were attracted to the management team at Nu Skin for a couple of reasons. And I took some notes from that discussion last week, and I think you mentioned the words ethical and professional. Those were some things that really attracted you to this team, this organization. Maybe you can share a little bit more about what you meant by that.
Sure. A lot of companies that I work for have mission statements, and they have beliefs that they really would like to adhere to. This was, and this is when I was even as an external consultant here at Nu Skin, This executive team practices what they preach. And when they talk about, you know, fundraisers or doing good or increasing the opportunity for people who don't really have opportunity, those aren't just words and flippant words that they use when they're up on stage. They actually live and breathe it in every single meeting that I've been in. And that is an anomaly. I have not seen that, not just with the companies I've worked at, but also the companies that I've worked with and for. You don't find that. And it's also globally. So I, you know, as part of GE and Dow Jones and now Nu Skin, I've had the privilege to work with teams and organizations from around the world. So when I say that I've never seen an executive team so dedicated with such passion and verve for benefiting people, I mean that holistically throughout all my travels.
Well, you know what? Those of us who have been with the company out in the field here for, you know, 2-3 decades, like Cindy and I have, Giselle certainly has, we appreciate and understand what you're talking about. But we have a lot of new listeners on the call this week, as we do most weeks, Vince. And I'm glad that you're mentioning this perspective that you bring to the company, being relatively new to that management team. But you know what? It's probably a good point for us to pause for a moment and share with our newer listeners, in particular, the company's mission statement and the company's vision statement, because I actually have a question for you about the vision statement in particular. But first, let's talk about the mission statement. The company's mission statement is to be a force for good throughout the world by empowering people to improve lives with rewarding business opportunities, innovative products, and an enriching, uplifting culture. That's the mission statement. Now, the company's vision statement that I want to ask you about is this. It's quite simply to become the world's leading business opportunity platform. That's the vision statement. Now, Vince, how do you think or view your role with the company to create the world's leading business opportunity platform meshes together? How does your role support that vision statement?
So, yeah, and I think if you listen to those two statements, one is complementary of the other, right? The vision statement is supporting the mission statement. The business opportunity platform, and I joke around with Rich and Ryan about this all the time. I like to flip those words around a little bit. I like to call it a platform for opportunity. And by that, you know, technology is so intricate in everything we do. If you think about social media, you know, go back a short 20 years ago, and there really wasn't any social media at all. And so technology has developed new contexts and platforms for people to communicate, to socialize, for e-commerce, and social sharing. All of these are relatively new concepts when you think about organizations that have been around for, you know, 20, 40, 100 years. So as, you know, Rich and Ryan put forth, we want to become the platform for opportunity. It means, in my mind, just that. How do we use and leverage the technological advances that are now permeating our everyday life so that we can continue to provide opportunity for those who may not have opportunity and reduce the barrier to entry for folks so that they can actually improve their lives? And that's really, you know, they use the term a lot in terms of platforms and other companies that have tried to do it, like Uber, Airbnb. It's the business strategy, and that's why the business opportunity platform is, how can we start leveraging a platform, if you will, by connecting people who have a need with people who are demanding either a product or a service.
Okay, so perfect. So as we look at that concept then, Vince, what can you tell us in terms of the practical implications for the field today? Maybe you've got some things that are underway now and maybe some that are planned on the drawing board, but from us in the field, and we are, of course, the revenue generators, the revenue creators for this company, how does your work impact us in a very practical way?
Sure. So the technological side is by producing stable systems, whether it be servers or digital products that are stable and reliable, that can perform all the needs of a typical sales force team and business partner in the field. So having a reliable platform so that when we go live with an offer or a limited time offer, you'll have the confidence to know that the systems are not going to fail and that we have proper resiliency in the systems regardless of where you are around the world. So e-commerce systems that are reliable, all the security wrappers around all of your information, credit card information, personal information, to know that they're secured in a state-of-the-art technology platform that is truly global. From a business perspective, it's looking around the corner at what technology can provide to help influence our business and our approach to business. What do I mean by that? By producing mobile apps that can give you more insight into customer demographics that you might want to reach out to, or that might have or provide a higher probability of success for what you're trying to market or achieve, whether it be via a particular product or a particular region of the globe. And by the way, a lot of these services are being open sourced and made available by many companies who are very successful in this field already. So Amazon already publishes some of these algorithms to use. So it's a matter of bringing and combining both of those expertises to create tools that set Nu Skin's distribution teams apart from anyone else or any other company in the world.
That's great. So it's a competitive advantage that you're building for us in the distributor field. Is that right?
That's exactly it.
Mm-hmm. You know, I think we heard at the Team Elite trip as well, and I believe it came from Ryan Napierski, the company's president, that for many, many years now, the company has had its technological secrets locked in a lockbox, if you will, just locked down super tight so that it was extremely safe. That's obviously a good thing, the safety aspect, but the downside was that if you wanted to make any changes to that technology, it usually took a long time, maybe 8 months. But now things are being unlocked and still kept safe, but they're much more nimble and flexible so that changes can be made maybe in 8 hours. Tell us a little bit about that. How's that is playing out and how that's going to benefit us at the same time keeping super secure information safe as it should be.
Yeah, so that's really where my career and my past experience is brought to bear. So the three tenets for the technology team here at Nu Skin that I've instantiated when I started were, you know, strategically we're customer first, technologically we're cloud first, and then foundationally we're security first. So it's customer, cloud, and security. What we're doing in producing digital product, and by that it's whether it's a web app or a different type of login or the experience that a customer has when they go through buying something or if you're a distributor, all of those experiences, you know, we focus on what is that experience so that it is enjoyable and it delights the customer. And the customer is also the distributor, right, the sales team. We want it to be a delightful experience. It takes a lot of technological rigor and having systems that are modular. So you think about Lego blocks, right? If you build a whole house out of one big Lego block, you can't really modify too much because it's one monolithic thing. What the industry has moved to are segmented applications so that you could secure, shift, pivot, recode, and then push to production different types of feature sets very quickly and in a very secure fashion. Those are called application program interfaces or APIs. So a lot of the digital applications for companies who are really, really good at it, think, you know, Netflix and WeChat and Twitter, all of them are based on a tiered level of applications so that it's much easier to make changes. And the changes get implemented and distributed globally in seconds through leveraging cloud technology. And that's exactly the transition that we've begun working on here at Nu Skin, transitioning a lot of those crown jewel applications that we have into segmented applications that are easier to manage and much more agile and iterative when we want to make updates to them.
That's good to know, because I think anyone who has ever gone to any website, whether it's with Nu Skin or you name it, any other company that has a website to order or interact or do any kind of transaction, has probably experienced over the years a time or two, to say the least, where the experience was less than pleasant. It was perhaps awkward, clunky, whatever. And Nu Skin is not immune to those issues, but it sounds to me, Vince, like you are focused on eliminating those barriers, making it a purely enjoyable experience, not only for the consumer, who's not necessarily building a business, but also for the entrepreneur who is out there vigorously building a business worldwide. Is that right?
That's absolutely correct. Yeah, and it's not just trying to raise the bar to what the expectations are for today, but again, looking around the corner on what's in the horizon and actually implementing that so that we can provide a competitive advantage for our entire team and ultimately to our customer.
You know, I love your title, Vince, Chief Transformation Officer. I mean, it really is a very cool title, but you know what it does to me personally is it ties in beautifully with the company's transition, its transformation that's been going through for the past few years. And we heard about this as well, the Team Elite Trip, and Ryan said it very well. He said, look, Nu Skin no longer simply participates in the direct sales industry, even though they increased their status from number 9 to number 7 over the past year in the direct sales leaders from 9 to 7. That's a big jump. But we're not just a participant in that industry anymore. In fact, now we're a participant in the opportunity economy, which is a $4.3 trillion industry. So the company is transitioning or transforming from a direct sales company to a company that participates in the opportunity economy. Well, how do you view this? What's your view of this transformation, and how do you see your role in terms of steering the company in that direction?
I've been through this with GE. Jeff Immelt, the then CEO, would often say, you know, GE went to bed a manufacturing company and woke up a software company. And he was in the throes of transforming GE. I was brought in probably around the middle of that, and that transformation arguably failed. And it's through many times me being part of failing organizations that I've learned the most, learned what it takes to actually be successful. And what I've told Ryan and Rich is that transformation doesn't happen overnight, and it's not binary. It also doesn't happen over 20 years, right? We need a steady and slow rate and pace of change, which will continually transform us to be on the forefront of intelligently leveraging technology, not just for technology's sake, but with the laser focus on the value that we're providing to our sales and our entrepreneurs and the end customer, while being a force for good all along. So, you know, that's where I come in, and I can lend my skill and expertise is having done this successfully and unsuccessfully in the past. It's striking that balance of providing, you know, the best value, the most value, but also being patient at times for the rate of change, because we don't want to, you know, lean out too far, and I've seen this happen before, where you set expectations way too high and you compromise on security. So that's another reason why those three tenets are very important. And the tenets really define and create a framework for everything the technology group does and how they should be thinking. Again, customer, cloud, meaning cloud leveraging technology, and security always being top of mind.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned GE as an example, and although GE has not gone out of business by any stretch of the imagination, if you think about it, over the past few years, Vince, there are several large, old, well-known companies that literally have gone out of business because they didn't innovate. They did not innovate. Now, fortunately, Nu Skin's known throughout the world of personal care and nutritional supplementation to be a leading innovator in those respective industries. But what plans are underway now and maybe can be developed in the future to ensure that the company is also a leading innovator in technology?
It starts with leveraging cloud and bringing on the expertise like I have. In fact, we just brought on two other folks from Amazon today who are cloud infrastructure architects and cloud engineers. We're like I said before, the slow and steady progression of change. So getting rid of on-prem technology or on-premise technology in data centers, things of that nature and that approach to technology do not provide a competitive advantage, are just a waste of money, and do not provide us with the business flexibility and resiliency that we require as being part of a global organization. So just fundamentally from the technology stack, we're making massive changes. Also on software development, truly embracing agile development as opposed to waterfall. For those of you who are not familiar with that, waterfall is a traditional application development methodology where it's tons of system requirements that are obtained and then written and not checked or verified for 3 to 6 months, even a year. Agile methodology is very iterative, meaning you work in two-week sprints with the product owner in terms of really detailing and articulating the changes you want for an application, and then checking back with the product owner. So that's also part of the transformation we're doing here as well. So with the business folks running the programs, we're, the technology group is also serving to push back and constantly ask the question, where is the value in this? And really taking a frugal approach to how we do business. It's a collective part, and that's one of the reasons why, you know, Ryan really pushed for that title, where while I am the Senior Vice President for Technology, I'm also the Chief Transformation Officer, which means my purview goes beyond just technology, but also advises and impacts programs and products.
It's good to know the company's also giving you the support to bring on people that you need to implement this strategy. So that's good to know as well. I have to ask kind of a silly question, but since we're talking a little bit about the cloud tonight, what's going to happen to all those beautiful servers on the second floor of the Innovation Center that are in that hermetically sealed room that we passed by that's got all those windows in front of it?
Yeah, they're joking around as to what they're going to do with that space. I can tell you that it's an interesting story. So Microsoft and others used to pride themselves on the level of data centers and the security around their data centers, and they would actually have tours so that they could show you their data center and show off, you know, the air-conditioned rooms and the security around them and so forth. At Amazon, they not only would not show you a data center, and this applies to Google as well, not only would they not show you a data center, that wasn't what they wanted you to focus on. They wanted you to focus on what is the service level that you're asking for, and the fact that we could verify and third-party authenticate that everything is secure. And don't worry about the data center because it did not add any value to your business. And so that was an interesting mental focus and image and a shift in technology from just 30 years ago to today. And if you look at companies like Netflix and Etsy that leverage their net, you know, cloud native companies, you ask them, what about the data center? Show me the data center with nice sparkly lights. They won't even say that. They'll say, I don't even care what a data center is. I don't even know what a data center is. All I know is I have an application and how I could do business and how I could be social. And they see the front end of it. And that's sort of where Nu Skin needs to reposition its focus on technology away from the parts of the business that are more capitally expensive, do not add any value, in fact, detract from it. You know, one of the things, just to give you an idea of cloud, you know, God forbid something were to happen here in Provo, say a natural disaster or something, and this building were to go away, there are certain levels of redundancy that good technology, good practice would have these servers here in that data center backed up someplace else many miles away that we could then bring up and continue our business. It's called business continuity planning, or BCP. With cloud, that doesn't exist anymore. It's a completely new approach because with cloud technology, we already have all of these systems instantly, real-time replicated throughout the globe. So imagine if the entire United States was disconnected because of some humongous natural, catastrophe, our business would continue on seamlessly because we have presence globally and the systems would be real-time active. And it's a hard thing to really wrap your head around, but that's where we're moving toward. We're moving toward the obsession with the customer and providing that flexibility and agility so that nothing will bring down our business.
That's extremely exciting. I mean, the implications for this are just enormous that most of us on this call probably can't even wrap our minds around, but you have a very clear vision about where this is going, and it's exciting indeed. And as an important footnote, I would suggest to Ryan and Rich that when they remove all those servers on the second floor, you should be able to move your office into that nice big space. So we'll talk to them about that in a future call. So, we're winding down the call here, Vince. What have I overlooked? What do you think our audience really needs to know to take away from this, particularly as it pertains to the practical implications for them as they move forward in the business?
The one thing I would ask, this is a partnership, and the only way that Nu Skin is successful is if you're successful. If you have any ideas on how to improve the business, we are all ears. We are here to test and to try new things. When I got an opportunity to meet Giselle the other night, I was blown away. The amount of energy, intelligence, she provided some feedback in a matter of 3 minutes that was so completely insightful to what we're doing to have us provide you with the tools that are better and help you do your job and raise the bar for everyone at Nu Skin. That's the culture that I'm trying to instantiate, and that's what I would press everyone to continue. And if you're just starting out now, make that the new expectation, that we're here to listen to you, and we're here to provide you with the tools that you need, even if it might be radical or a radical shift and you don't see what you want, ask for it.
Wow, what a refreshing message, Vince. Absolutely. That just goes to show all of our listeners tonight that the company is moving in the right direction in terms of enhancing our opportunity to do great things with not only our individual businesses, but also throughout the world. And you're right about Giselle. There's no question she has unbridled energy, and you'll see a little bit of that at the Facebook page for AxelMe, because that little interview that we did last week that I was fortunate to be on the other side of the camera for was very, very powerful. Tons of information packed into about 7 minutes. It's well worth everyone's view. So, Vince, I hope you will come back early and often, because I know that as the next several weeks and months unfold, you're going to have new information and new news to share with us, because this is without question a fluid project that you're working on. It's going to be exciting, to say the least, and there's going to be a lot of benefits that are going to be gleaned from this project as we move forward. Any final thoughts before we end the call tonight, Vince?
No, and I'll take you up on that offer. I'm happy to come back and do a regular, Vince's Corner, if you want, on technology, and keep everyone abreast of what exactly is going on, and give you a scorecard of how we're doing.
Absolutely, consider it a deal. I appreciate that very much. This has been a great call, and I know there will be many more to come. We've been speaking with Nu Skin's Chief Transformation Officer, Vince Perfetti. He's been with us on this AxelMe podcast series. This is going to be posted at the AxelMe Facebook page and also AxelMe.com in a matter of moments. And you'll be hearing more from Vince. Our producer, Cindy DeMay, will be in touch with you, Vince, to set up some other times for us to chat. We are most definitely looking forward to spending some more time with you. So by all means, I look forward to speaking with you in the very near future. And for our audience, make sure that you come back and join us next Thursday, May 23rd at 8 p.m. New York time for another installment in this AxelMe podcast series. But for tonight, I want to thank yet again Vince Perfetti, Nu Skin's Chief Transformation Officer, for spending some time with us tonight. And I want to thank all of our listeners and wish you a very good evening. Good night, everyone.